All right, so we are live here underway for the Sandpoint and New Seahawk ladies game tonight. We are, tip-off goes in the favor of the Eagles, and man, what a tight game we're going to see here. Already the energy is going fast. A tip-out by number one for New Seahawk, of course, forces a throw-in on the sideline for the Sandpoint Eagles. All right, pass around the perimeter. Number 12, Alyssa Ludwig has it for Sandpoint. Play is in motion. Looks like we have some congestion around the free throw line, and we're going to call that, yeah, 5-second violation, I believe. The play just could not get in our way because there was so much traffic in there in the free throw area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, real fast move, taking it coast to coast. Number two, Rasa Gus.
That one almost ended up in a fall.
Yeah, that was. She was moving really quick there. So it's going to be a throw underneath their own basket for the New Seahawk Eagles. High pass goes to the top of the perimeter. Number two, Race August. She's being tightly guarded by Justina. She finds number one, Kara Andrew. Andrew with the ball. She pulls up her dribble. Pass to the middle of the post. Intended for number 15,
ooh,
Roberta Crisper, but it gets stolen by the Eagles. Oh, and there's a pickoff. Kara Andrew steals that one. An intended pass by the Eagles. And quickly takes it up to the perimeter. She drives into the paint, takes it to the basket. Oh, up and on the glass, first two points. Yeah, good shot.
Yeah.
And obviously, Kara Andrews is going to be a force to be reckoned with, but the Eagles move their passes up really fast. Dontessa has the ball. She passes to the bottom post where Madison Thompson is.
She did not get there quick enough.
Yeah, wasn't quite there quick enough, but that was a good play by Dontessa and Madison.
Yeah.
What you wanted to see. They've been moving down to the post really well this year.
She anticipated it a little bit too early.
Yep. There's a shot, goes up at number two, Race August, but rebounded by the Eagles, but stolen by New Sue. Shot goes up, doesn't go down. Number 24 making that shot, Daria August.
Oh, another pickoff.
Another steal, and the Eagles are having a hard time getting out of their own territory.
Now, contact foul by Justina Parami.
Parami. You're probably right.
Parami, I got it right.
Parami. I'm still too scared. But there we go. Shot goes up by the New Seahawk Eagles. Fight for the rebound. Alyssa Ludwig gets it. High pass to Madison, who's breaking away. But, man, there's number two. Reese August puts up a great effort and disrupts that fast break.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of speed and a lot of energy from New Stew today. Here's the throw-in. Full court man-to-man press being played against by Sandpoint. Here's Risa.
That's out of bounds off the foot of
Reese August?
Yeah.
So turnover for the Eagles. The score 2-0 in favor of New Stew. Here's Dontessa. Nice break into the basket by Desiree. Oh, she puts it up and it goes over the top of the iron and out of bounds. It's going to stay right where it is in the hands of the Sandpoint Eagles. Throw in on the baseline. Dontessa will take it. Here it is, bounce pass into Alyssa, but it gets knocked away and picked up by number one, Kara Andrews. Andrew finds number two, Reese August, and she drives the paint, has a wide open lane, puts it up, gets fouled on the way there, won't make the basket, but she'll have a chance for two from the free throw line.
Just like last game, playing man-on-man, left the lane wide open.
Yeah, and they're taking a good job of being able to access it and take full advantage. All right, so Gus at the line, gets the ball, takes her dribbles, and puts it up. Oh, all over the top.
That one was close.
Yeah, very close. Doesn't quite make it down. She gets the ball for her second attempt. Puts it up. Nice arc off the front of the iron. Rebound by number one, Kara Andrews. Andrews puts it up. That doesn't quite make it in. Fight for the board goes to the New Stew. And they get all the way outside perimeter. There's a big shot. Oh, nothing but net. Number 33? Number 23, April Andrew. Great shot from the top of the key for three. Here comes the Lady Eagles from Sandpoint. They get it down to Madison Thompson. Nice drop step.
Ooh,
good.
Oh, that one is nice.
Just like you do it in practice.
Yeah.
Off the glass, good for two. Quick transition. Kara Andrew puts it up. She was fast breaking to the basket. It doesn't go down. Rebound by the Eagles. Here's Dontessa doing her own break. Almost grabs it there. She was cutting to the basket real fast. just couldn't quite maintain control of the ball and almost saved it. Couldn't quite keep it. All right, here comes New Seahawk with the ball. And number 15's got the ball, Roberta Christopher. She dribbles around. Dontessa playing good D, sticking it to her. She can't get past, so she will get it out to number 23. That's April Andrew. Shot up. There's a new player on the court, number 21, Margie Walcott. Here's Justina with the ball. Down the bottom post, Desiree Mobeck puts up a shot from the front of the basket underneath on the paint. Doesn't go down, but she gets fouled as she takes that shot, so she'll get a chance from the line for two. All right, so Desiree Mobeck at the line, gets the ball, puts up her shot. Oh, perfect. Making it three now for Sandpoint, 5-4 New Seahawk. Some switching going on there on the right-hand post. Number 23 takes the bottom end. That's April Andrew. Desiree puts it up. Rain, number two. Good job by Desiree, making this a one-point game now. Full man-to-man pressure being applied. They quickly get the ball to Kara Andrew. Kara drives into the post but sees traffic, pulls back, looks for some help. She gets it over number 15. That's Roberta Christopher. Pass down further down the baseline. Number 21 trying to get it back to Christopher, but it gets deflected out of bounds by Sam Point. Throw in on the sideline for New Seahawk. And Margie Walcott will step back out, and in her stead will come Risa Gust. Cool. Nice pass. Yep, number 23, April Andrews, breaking, cutting into the basket, wide open, takes it for the layup. Good job sending it down to the bottom post where Madison Thompson off the glass for two.
Nice.
4 points for her now. Here comes Gus moving very fast on the sideline. She burns past most of the Eagles, but gets held up by Justina, puts a shot up, doesn't go down. Rebound to the Eagles. Justina Parami moves quickly with the ball. Oh, what a good pass to Desiree, but Kara Andrew right there to intercept it.
It is a tie game right now.
Yeah, 6-6 with four to go in the first.
Ooh, almost loose ball right there.
Justina almost steals the ball away from Gus, but able to maintain control. She gets to 15, Roberta Christopher. Christopher pulls up her dribble, is in trouble. She passes it down, 24, Daria Gus.
Ooh, knocked out of bounds by Dontessa.
Good defensive pressure by Dontessa. She just really knows how to bring the heat.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Kara Andrew with the ball. She dribbles up to the top of the post, crosses over, pulls up. Oh, wide open right at the basket. Roberta Christopher catches the Eagles looking. You can't let that happen.
Yeah, Dontessa tried to help out with defense, but left her man wide open.
Yeah, and they'll do that all day long if they have the opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Now pass down to the bottom post, forces a foul. I believe that was number 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, had a little contact foul there as it was going down to Madison Thompson. Throw in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. Alyssa Ludwig gets it, puts it up.
Ooh.
Good for two. Nice little jumper from about 15 feet out.
Yep.
And here's Kara Andrew with the ball. She'll run it up. She sees a good look in the lane, tries to drive into the paint, but runs into two Eagles, and they're going to call a jump ball as she was trying to reverse herself and pull back. Good defense there because she saw that lane, wanted to take it, but she had two defenders trap in on her.
Yep, they stepped right in front of her and stopped the ball.
Yep, so possession goes to Neustu. Oh, good job by Gus.
Foul on Madison, was it?
That's Dontessa, actually.
Ooh.
Yep, Dontessa. Oh, and we're going to have a full change here as Coach Amel clears the bench and says, get in there, let's change it up. Dontessa, she could have just posted up and blocked it, but she turned in at the last minute, and that created the blocking charge. So number two, Risa Gus, will go to the line. That one goes down. And there we go, full sail change, and we got Mariana Larson, Johnny Pilcher, Nicole Gunderson, Breanne Mobeck, and Chloe Gardner all on the floor for Sandpoint. Five fresh legs here. On the bench, we got two players for New Stew. All right, and that second one goes in, making it an even 10 for New Seahawk. Risa Gus finishing out that free throw opportunity.
Ooh.
Good defense played there by number 15. Roberta Christopher forces the ball out of bounds. Breanne Mobeck will throw the ball in for the Eagles. She gets it quickly to Johnny Pilcher. Over to Nicole Gunnarsson, being tightly guarded by Kara. Her pass almost gets thrown away, but Mariana is able to maintain control. Mariana's ball in post, puts up a shot.
Oh, that is good.
Good for two. Count that basket all day long. Full court man-to-man trying to figure out the shuffle for the standpoint.
This is a very close game, neck and neck.
10-10, but there you go. Good job. Number two, Risa Gus, drives in, cuts to the basket, and gets that layup. New Seahawk, a very talented team. Here's Breanne Mobeck with the ball. She does a long cross-court pass. Over to Chloe, now to Nicole. Chloe Gardner now has the ball, and she gets to Mariana, but that's intercepted by Kara Andrew. Chloe does an attempt to take it back. Oh, and a pass from New Seahawk to number two, Risa Gus, goes out of bounds. And just moving a little bit too quickly there, the pass had a little bit too much pepper.
Couldn't get it fast enough down to get it.
Yeah, so here comes the Eagles. They get the ball moving quickly down to the post. Mariana passes it up to the free throw line where Chloe Gardner puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by New Seahawk. They're moving fast on the sideline. Here comes Risa Gus.
Contact foul.
Oh, they're going to call that again.
Ooh, that was a charge.
Interesting call there. Charge against New Seahawk. And here comes the Eagles passing the ball at the sideline. Chloe Gardner looking for some help. She gets it. Johnny Pilcher at the top of the perimeter. Now to Breanne on the left-hand side. Chloe's good motion being played here by Sandpoint. Nicole Gunnarsson's got it on the baseline, but it gets tipped out by Kara Andrew. Throw in on the sideline for Sandpoint Eagles. 1:44 to go here in the first quarter. 12-10, and man, like you were saying, neck and neck game. This has been really tight.
Going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, Sandpoint doing a good job keeping up. I dare say, though, that... I dare say, though, New Seahawk is controlling most of this game's pace so far. That shot by, I believe, Johnny Pilcher goes off and out of bounds off the baseline. Throw in for New Seahawk, and a 30-second timeout will be called by New Stew. Good effort so far by New Seahawk here. Definitely controlling the pace of the game. Sandpoint staying right there with them and maintaining the pace. The score right now is 12-10 with 1:44 on the clock in the first quarter. And here we go. The one and only, the immutable Pastor Scott Morgan. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing real good. Is that the immutable, as you can't muzzle me?
The immutable. I believe that's unimitatable.
Oh, that one too. Great job by Edmund. Had fun listening to him giving you some counter punches there on the way in, listening on the radio. What a great evening for basketball. What a great day for basketball. I've had fun just coming back and forth, watching kids play, and the girls from New Sioux. Of course, we have the Eagles against the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles versus Eagles.
So no matter which team you call, the Eagles are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, New Sioux's got the ball, and they are starting to pick up their pace a little bit. Remember, they've already had one game earlier today, I believe. Nice steal by Johnny Pilcher. She's working down the left side. She gets it down under there. Nice bounce pass to Chloe Gardner, and she puts it up for two, and that's going to bring us tied right back 12-12.
Yep, good job there for that pass down to the bottom post, and both teams doing a good job working the post.
Hey, you, we got to get the Sandpoint Eagles to get a little more aggressive on their defense, get the hands out there, keep spreading them around. So the New Stew ladies are trying to work around, but we're going to have an up and down there, I think, on number 21 there on Margie.
Yep, Margie Walcott, I believe. No,
was
it's going
fouled.
To be, was fouled.
Yeah, she was fouled, and she's going to get to throw it back in there.
So there's a throw-in for New Stew. Cutting in, Kara Andrew puts up a shot. Doesn't go down off the glass. Less than a minute to go here. Rebound to New Seahawk, and that's number 24 putting that one away, Daria Gust. That's 14 now for New Stew, 12 for Sandpoint.
Nice job. Here comes Bree, long cross court, finds Nicole off balance, but she gathers the ball in, finds Chloe. Here's Nicole Gunnarsson in the right corner down. She finds Mariana down at the low post. Mariana puts it up, bounce around, round and round and round, and down it finally comes, and we're tied up 14 all. 33 seconds left to go in the end of the first quarter here. What a great match.
Oh,
nice.
Cool.
Push away steal, but recovered by New Stew, number 32, Tamara. But they're kind of tied up in the corner. We're 22 seconds, but there they go. They get another drop in. That was where April Andrew put in another 2 points. They were 16-14, leading by New Stew.
Yep, Sandpoint with a chance to tie this game up. And, ooh, we got Oh, turnover.
Brianna had the back of her heel step down on the outside line. So she caught the ball. If she had not rocked back, she would have kept control and passed it away. But here we are at 12.2 seconds.
Substitutions. Looks like number two is coming back in, Risa Gust for the New Seahawk Eagles. And there we go. Throw in on the court. Kara Andrews being tightly guarded by Chloe. And she gets the ball with 7 seconds to go here. Number two, Risa Gust. She tries to find number 23, April Andrew. Andrew with the ball. She's going to run out of time here. Buzzer goes off. That shot's not going to be counted. It was still in her hands when the buzzer went. And with the end of the first quarter, 16-14 in favor of New Seahawk. But, man, what a tight game.
What a tight game. Just well-balanced on both ends of the ball here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we definitely, from the last two nights, we watched the Sandpoint Eagles have been flying up and down the court against the Lady Rookies and from King Cove. And so we just see they're kind of playing at the same speed, and they're going to have to be careful. They got to pick it up and play their game,
yep.
and not play the responsive game. But Coach Amel's on the floor. He's working them hard. I like to see the substitutions going on, and we definitely want to give a compliment. All the teams are here. Well, what a great tournament. What a fun time here.
Good tournament.
At the Sandpoint Gym, and I think there's still a few random seats left in the house, so the boys are going to kick it off here at 8 o'clock, and that's not too long away, so come on down. Good snacks out in the forecourt here. And
big thank you to our sponsors really quick. Copper Whale Inn, thank you for supporting this broadcast. Tel Alaska, the Schumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, WazTech Electronics, and Peninsula Airways, and Grant Aviation. Thank you so much for your support.
Absolutely. Of course, I understand there's a challenge from the that jolly guy on the Red Hunter challenging the other fishing vessels out there to come on down and get your donations in and keep supporting the kids in basketball. Great effort by Brianna, but just offline. Hits the glass, bounced back. Quickly picked up by number 15, Roberta, for New Seahawk. They've got the ball. They slow it down. They all move around. And, oh, great effort there. Daria had a chance to catch that ball right under the basket, turn and put it in. She was the only one down there by herself, but the ball went right through her hands and out of bounds. I see we have Peyton Stroud on the court now for the Sandpoint Eagles.
Madison Thompson works her way down in the bottom post, puts up a shot. It goes high over the rim and into the hands of the New Seahawk Eagles, who move quickly down. Number two, Rice August, moves into the lane, puts a layup. It doesn't quite make it into the basket. She runs, and a rebound goes to the Eagles, Sandpoint Eagles, that is. Dontessa with the ball. She finds it over to Alyssa. Now to Peyton. Peyton in the triple threat, looking for help. She finds it to Alyssa. Now Desiree Mobeck puts up a shot. Oh, just trickles right over
nice.
The rim.
Nice. Step back,
good
put up
two.
Over the top. Great work there by Desiree, but here comes...
That's going to be a blocking.
Be a little blocking foul on Dontessa there, but Raisa had a great full head of steam going down, and she was taking it right into the right side. She tends to favor the right side. I noticed that when Risa comes down there. So
yeah, usually you see that at the high school level. When you're right-handed, you're going to go for the right side. But, yeah, Dontessa with the blocking. We'll send her to the line for two. She is now 3-for-3 for the evening. Good job there. 17-16 now in favor of New Seahawk. 6:52 to go in the first half, and Risa will get her second chance now from the line. She puts it up, and it doesn't go down. Desiree with the rebound. She gets it over to Dontessa, who has a breaking Madison. Oh, just a little bit too fast, and Madison and Peyton weren't quite prepped for that. Cherry pick goes out of bounds off the baseline. Possession for New Seahawk.
Yeah, they kind of stopped about 8 feet in front of the basket. Then they had to hurry to catch up. Dontessa had it pegged all the way in, but she was looking for a high flyer to come and grab it out of the air and get a swift dunk. But
yep, she had her post players down there, so... Here we go, New Seahawk. Oh, good look down in the bottom post by number 24, Daria Gust. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Sam Point.
Alyssa had that rebound. Here comes Peyton. She's working up the side. She stops. She signed Mariana at the free throw. Puts it up. Rebound comes down. We're going to have a reach-in foul against Dontessa.
That's her third foul.
Yep, and she's got to be careful. I know she's working off of a weakened ankle. She's not showing any signs of limping out there, but she's been taking that easy. So we have a substitution. Johnny Pilcher's coming in, and Peyton Stroud's going to come out.
And there we go, as whistle is saying it's time for the game to start. Throw in for, we got man-to-man full court pressure from Sam Point, but number 15, Burns and Turns, gets a pass. That's Roberta Christopher, now working down to the bottom post. Number Christopher puts up a shot off the glass. Doesn't go down. Kerry Andrews gets a put back, and that's good for two.
Well, great effort down there. You know, the defense should have been boxing out, but the New Stu Eagles are right down there taking up good position, and they won't be denied, but we're going to have a foul there on number two on Risa. She had a little reach in and cut a little bit of Johnny Pitcher's hand, so.
Yep, contact foul, as Edmund taught me to call that. So here we go with the standpoint. Alyssa Lovick's got the ball. She passes over to Dantessa, who gets it to the bottom post. Marianne puts a turn shot. Doesn't quite make it off the top of the rim. Rebound by Sandpoint. And that put back by Alyssa Lovick does go in off the opposite side of the rim. Bounces high and back down.
It wasn't pretty, but it'll work. It's 18-19, a one-point lead for the New Stu Eagles.
And we have 5:44 to go here in the first half.
Kara's working really hard trying to get through some double-team effort. Drops it back out there to Roberta.
And we're going to have a foul there as the fight for the rebound goes, and I'm not sure who that one's on. Foul against number two. That's going to be Risa Gust for New Stu Hawk. And they're at 5 fouls apiece here, so it's kind of been a foul-friendly game so far.
Well, I noticed that the score is tight and the fouls are even.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't say.
What a great steal.
Kara Andrew had a great steal on a pass that just happened very fast. Now she's trying to break away. She gets tripped. Hopefully that's not on Dantessa bringing her fourth foul, but it was a pure accident. Sandpoint helped Kara get back up right away.
I think it was on Mariana, our other eye in the sky up here. Edmund's done a fine job up here keeping
us
company and doing everything. And
we got some
great
bring
down the road by Kara. She finds someone on the open. Oh, good recovery there. A couple of Eagles touch it. Oh, bad pass
by Sandpoint. Getting intercepted by
New Stu. It up. They're taking a look at the three-pointer. Here comes another shot at the three-point off the iron. Dantez is up there. She has a quick outlet to Johnny. Johnny's working up. She finds Desiree working down the right side. Stops, plants, puts it up. Can't get it. Gets her own rebound. She's looking for some help. Find Mariana. Mariana got the ball tapped. Finds Desiree back in the corner. Desiree brings it down, puts up. Nice off touch, and it reams around
down
and comes back in. Now it's a one-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles. It's 20-19.
The rim's been in favor of Sandpoint tonight. They've been getting their shots down. Kara Andrews moving quickly, though, for New Seahawks. She pulls back, fakes a three. That's going to be a travel right there. Yep, she took two quick shuffles as she was trying to pull back for her three-point shot, realizing she couldn't take the three. And
if she'd have had silver gloves on, we'd have called it a bad moonwalk.
It was, yeah. It was an attempted moonwalk is what we're going to call that on the official foul or official violation. So
we'll have to get a ruling from Edmund.
Sandpoint with the ball now. Johnny Pilcher has it on the elbow on the right-hand side out the perimeter. She gets it to Desiree, who moves down to the post. Marion Larson looks back, sees she can't take the shot, so it goes back. Pilcher for three. Doesn't quite make it to the rim. She tries to follow her shot, but it's going to go out of bounds on the baseline.
Indeed, it's good to take those three-pointers, but better to throw that up and drive into the paint. Oh,
ooh,
bad pass inbounded. Quickly picked up by Johnny Pilcher. She's looking for some help. And then we're going to have a reach-in foul there on number 23. April Andrew is reaching in around there and had a little too much body contact. No hand on the ball, not like Evan did last night.
Yeah, no suplexes attempt here, but it was still a foul nonetheless. The throw-in goes to Johnny Pilcher. She sees Alyssa Lovick open for three. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Goes over the top and picked up by Kara Andrew. She quickly moves down to the other side of the court, puts a shot up. That's going to go down. Good for two.
Nice,
coast to
nice
coast.
Bounce around and going around. Now the New Stu is ahead by one, 21-20.
Trading blows between the two Eagles. Here's Alyssa Lovick with the ball on the left-hand side of the perimeter. She takes it up towards the top of the key. Chloe Gardner with it, doing a good job handling the ball. You can tell she's been working on her dribbling. Bounce pass down now to the bottom of the perimeter. And there's a tip away by the New Stu Hawk Eagles. Number 24 steals it. That's Daria Gust. And we're going to have a jump ball called as Chloe was trying to get that ball back from the steal.
Well, she was really scrapping hard, getting her hands on the ball for the jump ball.
Let's
get it slowed down. We get the team back on defense because of the possession. But, yeah, that takeaway was because they tipped the ball on the pass into Mariana. So they're watching that height. But here comes Kara. She drives down the paint, goes all the way up, puts a little teardrop floater off the glass.
Good job.
They're going to be 23-20, so they're pulling away by the New Stu Eagles. So here comes Sandpoint. Chloe's got the ball. She dishes off to Alyssa on the left, but Alyssa's standing there too long, and Roberta
gets knocked away by Roberta.
It away, and they get it back. Sandpoint has the ball. Chloe's going to drive around to the right. She finds Desiree at the free throw line. She puts it up off the glass. Quine can't get it. Ball's up in the air. Picked up by Mariana. Can't get it.
Good.
Chloe's there, bounces up.
Chloe.
Gets it out by Alyssa. Back up in the air. Here comes New Stu.
Yep.
There goes Roberta. She's got the ball. She's going to hold up, let her team gather around. Long across court, goes through the bottom of the basket and out of bounds. But, boy, that was a great steal and a quick turn, and could have been an opportunity to put 5 points up there.
Yeah, it was a good pass because Kara is wide open there on the baseline. Actually, the pass hit the net, and that kind of deflected it down. Kara was there, and the pass was almost there, and that would have been a good 2 points. But, yeah, 23-20. New Stuhawk trying to take the lead here and run away with it, but Sandpoint holding on tightly. So 3 minutes on the clock here with the first half, and man, what a great game this has been. Very, very tight. We knew it was going to be tight. New Stuhawk just always has a great team, and the Sandpoint Lady Eagles have been working really hard. And there goes the end of that timeout, and both teams will enter the court. It'll be possession for Sandpoint as we go in here to this next round. And throw-in will be Desiree Mobeck. She will have it to Johnny Pilcher. Johnny with the ball. And no Dontessa being a big factor right now for the Eagles with three fouls. Alyssa Ludwig's got it, though. She finds Chloe Gardner. Chloe takes it to a weak right side. Passes into the post. Marion Larsa tries to keep it. She does. She finds Desiree. Now back to Chloe. Passing around to the bottom post. And Desiree takes a shot high off the glass. Bounce it. It counts, even if it's off the glass.
It does. And the nice thing about that, you know, is it went three times around the horn. But keep that ball moving, and your defender's got to keep watching the ball.
They're passing. Desiree so was,
passing is just getting a lot crisper. And we just got to get their defensive on
there. But Kara.
Boy, Kara just rips out, drives the lane, and dresses it up. And Amos throwing his hands and go, where's the defense, girls? Come on.
Yeah, Kara's a great ball handler. She knows how to get to the basket. But defensively, the Eagles can definitely stand to work a little bit more on that one. They're moving the ball down offensively. Traveling on
Desiree. She looked up and grinned and smiled. Oh, I forgot to dribble that.
That was a forward moonwalk as a shuffle.
That's right.
Maybe we'll call that the penguin step. But, yeah, that shot would have been good if it weren't for the travel. 22-25, still a three-point lead for New Stuyahawk. So here comes Carrie Andrews moving quickly into the paint. She tries to move around the defenders, but Johnny Pilcher stops her. She does a bad pass behind her that's picked off by Chloe Gardner. Chloe will move the ball up fast, drives to the lane, bounces over to Desiree, who drives the post, does a great job on the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't go down, gets her own rebound, puts up a second one. That one doesn't go down either. Johnny Pilcher fights for the board, and it's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. But, man, great job by Desiree just stepping around, getting her dribble, and moving up. Like
nice work there. We got a wholesale change coming in. I got too many girls on the floor. We're waiting to see a change here. All right, the first line is out. Second line is in. I don't know. It's not like hockey, but it's a full line change there.
Not too far gone.
Nice poke away by Justina. Interrupts it, but we've got number 23 at the far corner. April puts it up. Doesn't make it. Justina rips off the rebound at the... She's working hard, and she loses her handle on it. She's going to travel because the ball was out of her hand. She couldn't quite hang on to that. It's 22-25 with a minute 22 left to go here in the first half.
Yeah, throw in for New Stuyahawk. It'll be thrown in by Margie Walcott. She gets it to Kara Andrews. Kara's going to take the ball, but loses control of it, picks up her dribble, and is able to safely get it to 23, April Andrew. Andrew on the right elbow of the perimeter, takes down further to the baseline. Number 24 puts up a shot from three-point territory. It almost goes down. That's Daria Gus. Rebound by the Sandpoint Eagles, and Justin Parami will move quickly with the ball up to passing to Bree. Bree way outside the three-point line. Gets the ball knocked away by Kara Andrew. Kara almost steals it, but Brianne's able to get back control. Justine's got a wide open look for three. It's off the front of the rim. She gets her own rebound. She quickly moves it up towards the top of the perimeter. We got under 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Pass to Dontessa. Gets intercepted, though, by number 24, Daria Gus. And Daria having some tight defense, but Dontessa lets up and says, okay, you won that one. Let's get back on D. Pass up to 32, Tamara Christopher. She moves the ball towards the top of the key. Knocked away.
Nice poke away by Dontessa. Payback. Dontessa's going to take it down coast to coast, puts it up off the glass, doesn't go in. Picked up by Kara. Kara's bringing it back down. We're down to 15 seconds left to go. She holds up and stops. She's covering up the ball. Here we kick back to number 23, April Andrew. April kicks it over to Daria. Off, does it gets a rebound, puts it back up again, covered by Nicole Gunderson. Justina has the ball, and that's the end of the half at 22-25 in favor of the New Stu Eagles.
Been a real fast-paced game for these ladies. Really good effort by both teams, and what a tight game. Just 3 points separating them with New Stu coming out on top at the half, and I'm excited to see what happens in the next two quarters.
Absolutely. It's good gamesmanship on both sides. Everybody's playing real strong and evenly matched, it would appear. So just a good time to play that game, and I think it's a good time to take a break and turn this back to Big Dave. But we do want to say a big shout-out and thanks to our sponsors. I want to think of the Copper Tail Whale, or the Copper Whale Tail.
Copper Whale Inn down in downtown Anchorage.
Oh, it's not the Copper Tail Whale. Okay. Copper Whale Inn.
Yep, and I want to take a couple seconds just to kind of also talk about the opportunity that you have. To all those boats out there listening, the Red Hunter has challenged you to donate here to support these basketball programs. If you enjoy listening, please give us a call here in Sandpoint. Shoot us an email or just send us a mail. There, we have email cw@apradio.org. You can always contact us in any way. We're in the phone book, too. If you'd like to support these basketball games, we can get your boat name out there at support. So thank you so much to the Red Hunter, to that friendly guy over there on the Red Hunter. Also, Grant Aviation, thank you for your support. Peninsula Airways, Shrewigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Telalaska, and WazTac Electronics. Oh, we're live in more ways than one up here.
That's good.
Pastor Scott Morgan here with Austin Roof. We are back for the second half of the highly contested game between the Sandpoint Eagles and New Stewiehawk Eagles. Possession will be for Sandpoint as we begin the third quarter. Pass in to Desiree Mobeck. Goes off of her toe, but she's able to maintain it to the bottom post where Madison Thompson gets it and throws it back over to the perimeter. Now Dontessa, with three fouls in the back in the game, she finds Justina. Cross-court pass to Alyssa Ludvig. Now back to Justina. She's going to take a shot for three from the top of the perimeter. Oh, off the back iron. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Picked up. Number 24 doing a great job of blocking there so that it could not be saved. 24 is Daria Gust. So possession now for New Stewiehawk.
Yeah, what a great effort there. Nice to see Justina and Dontessa, Alyssa, Madison, and Desiree on the floor for Sandpoint. And the New Stew Eagles are moving that ball around quickly. I noticed they didn't take much of a break during halftime. They stayed right on the floor and just kind of kept loose and doing some light dribbling, shooting up and just staying loose, hanging out, and not too worried about it. So great ball handling here. They get a great shot there. Nice little post up there by Kara.
Oh, good defensive trap there. That zone did a great job of preventing Kara, stopping Kara from pulling into the lane, and there's 3 seconds in the paint.
Yep, and it's a nice control that defense. Caught the New Stew girls. Dontessa has the ball, giving it to a bouncing in there Madison. She puts it up off the post, and there we go. It's down to a one-point lead for the New Stew Eagles. It's 25-24, and here comes the Lady Eagles, Rice August.
Rice August with the ball. She takes it past the half-court line, posts up near the center, and will now find Kara Andrews. Here's 23, April Andrew with the ball, passing around, looking for the play to come into action. New Stewiehawk doing a good job just being patient. A high pass over there to Risa. Could have been almost intercepted, but she gets control. Moving a little bit. Oh, another 3 seconds in the paint being called.
Yeah, that one was on 23 April, and it's just a foot. She wasn't really standing in the lane. She just wasn't mindful of where her foot was, and referee Joe caught that, and he was counting her down, and she didn't move the foot. So, but there we go. The work in comes down to Madison. She puts it up. It kind of rolls off the rim and goes the other side. Controlled there by number 24, Daria, and she. Here come the New Stew Eagles there. Kara's got the ball, and she's working from left to right. She feeds it down there to number 15, Roberta. They're working to Horn. Nice long effort on a three-point. Can't quite make it go in, but Dontessa can't quite keep control of it. As she grabs the rebound, is driving the baseline, she hits her foot on the line and going to have a quick turnover down there.
So Sandpoint switched to a bit of a box zone here, if you've noticed defensively. They're no longer playing the man-to-man, and they've been doing a good job because it closes off the paint from New Stewiehawk being able to move into the lane. We got a contact foul there being called against, where's Edmund when you need him? Oh, he's number 10, I think, Justina. She's looking for some help. Yep, throw in number one for the New Stewiehawk Eagles. High pass goes out of bounds off the hands of Risa Gust, and that'll be a throw in on the sideline for Sandpoint.
Yep, lots of good work going out here. We're still 24-25 in favor of the New Stew Eagles. Here comes Alyssa Ludvig. She's passed it down. Madison's in the low post there, but she's tied up by two. New Stew Eagles, she puts the ball up, doesn't quite get it. Rebound there, picked up by Daria. Daria drives down the coast. She runs into the wall. She's looking for some help. She gets a kick back out there to Kara. Kara puts up for an effort, doesn't get it, but controlled there by number 15, Roberta. Still working along. Kara picks up the nice tall pass, gets it down into the paint, but Desiree's there to get the ball, and she's got to work hard to keep control of that ball. You know, the new suit girls aren't afraid to reach that hand in or swat the ball if you hold it sloppily. So
yeah, they do really good with the ball, and they're not scared to handle it well. Here's a good pass around by Sam Point. Dantesa puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Rebound by Justina, and that putback is good for two. And Sam
Point
takes the lead.
Nice follow-up by Justina to watch the ball leave Dantesa's hands and then run right in for a good...
There's a lane violation on the throw, and that's going to be a turnover, and that'll be for Sandpoint throwing in the ball now underneath their own basket.
And a one-point lead to the Sandpoint Eagles. Oh. Desiree gets the inbound, puts it up off the iron, can't get it. But Daria is right there, gets the ball on the rebound, kicks it back, and here comes a little bit of miscommunication between Carr and Risa, but Risa has the ball. She brings it up. She's at the top center. She's looking for some help. Justina bounces in on her.
Yep. Kara with the ball, drives into the lane, works around some players, but pulls back and passes the ball to 32, Tamara Christopher. A long shot for two by Risa Gus.
Nice play by Risa. She just uncorked that, wide open out there. She took those nice, long, slender arms of her and just powered that ball right into the hole.
Oh, bad pass by Sam Point. Will be a turnover there. Throw in now on the sideline for New Seahawk. Two-point lead for New Stew. It's 28-26, and we've got some substitution as Madison will sit down. Nicole will come in. Chloe will come in as well, replacing...
Oh, we have Alyssa. And Madison sitting down.
Yep, so here comes New Stew Hawk. Risa will have the ball. No, that's not Risa, actually. That's number 24, I believe. Daria Gust brings it up. 15 has the ball now. That's Roberta Christopher. Shot from number 24, Daria. Doesn't go in, but goes all around. Good follow-up by Risa. She gets the rebound and hands it quickly to Kara Andrews, who will put up a nice jump shot from about 12 feet out and drains it. Now 30-26 in favor of
quickly like that, if the Sandpoint Eagles want to stay in this game, they got to play sharp every possession. They can't get sloppy with the ball. So here we go. Nice pass down low post. Up, doesn't quite make it up to the top of the rim. Ripped out of the way by Kara. Kara's got the ball on a great defensive boards. Here comes Risa. She's going to control the ball, and she walks up over the line.
Risa has it now at the center court. She'll be met by Justina. She gets around, goes into the paint, puts up a shot. It's going to go off the glass and good for two. And man,
nice step, nice real soft touch by Risa there to put that ball in. It's 32-26. It's a six-point lead. How quickly the times have changed, and we are at 3:35. Justina puts up her own three-point
effort. Off the back iron.
Can't quite get it.
But she gets her own rebound. It's going to go back to her. She takes it to the right-hand side. Dantesa puts up a shot for three. That goes off the back iron. Rebound goes... Fought for, off the hands of Desiree, into the hands of Kara. Kara gets his number 15. We're going to have a timeout called there.
All right. Here we go. Risa's got the ball. She's bringing it back up. She feeds it down low. Kara's got the ball. She feeds it back over to number 24, Daria. Daria puts it up and drops it in. It's going to be 34-26. Justina feeds up to Chloe. Chloe's bringing up the ball on the right-hand side. She's looking for some help. Gets up to the nice, long, outstretched arms of Desiree. But looks like number one, we're going to have a foul on Carr. She had a little too much contact on Desiree there. Throw in. Justina has the ball to Justina. Ends up getting the ball from Dantesa. She stops, gives a low bounce pass to Chloe. Chloe puts it up off the rim, can't get it. Right there to pick up the rebound boards is Kara. Kara puts a quick feed to Risa, but she's tightly guarded there by Justina. But here they come. The New Stew Eagles are looking for a way around. They find Risa way outside for a three-pointer. She can't make it go. Passes over, gets into Justina's hand, and here come the Sandpoint Eagles. Justina has the ball. She feeds it to Dantesa, who takes his dribble step, puts it into Nicole's hands. Back to Justina. She puts it up for a long two. Can't quite get it. We're going to have a reach over foul. I think that's on number 24. Daria Gust is going to call for that foul. She was reaching over and kind of look at, Desiree is such a long, tall body out there that it's hard for the girls to get up. But here comes the throw in. Dantesa, Justina. Chloe's got the ball. She's looking for figure out what to do. Justina runs back into the corner. Picks it up, puts it up for a nice three-pointer, and drops that in for three.
And that was
28-34. That was a much-needed point there.
Yep, long distance two, actually, but still needed nonetheless. Six-point game between New Stew and Sandpoint. Here they come, New Stew moving quick. They get the ball over to the right-hand side, back out to the top of the perimeter now, and they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane. Kara Andrews this time, the one violating.
Yeah, so, really tough to remember to keep moving through that lane all the time.
And I think this might be their second game, so they haven't had a lot of chance to play in the environment. But here comes Sam Point. Dantessa's got the ball. She bounces over to Justina. Justina taking it over to the right-hand side. Long shot for three. Right on point. Nails
that
it.
That one goes in for three.
Two-point game now. They close that gap real nice and quick. And
well, if you get hot like that, then you can do it.
Yep. Here's Kara moving quickly into the paint. She passes out to the printer. Wide open three by Reese August. Doesn't go down. Off the hands of Nicole Gunnarsson, who was doing a good job, number 32, and that's Tamara Christopher and Nicole are fighting for it.
We have a little substitution there. We've got Margie Walcott is coming back in, and I think Daria is going to sit down for new stew. But here comes Kara. She dribbles. She pops it up. Can't get it. Nicole gets her hands on it. Desiree gets her hands on it. Goes up. The Eagles control at the standpoint. Eagles, and they start turning around, going the other way by Justina.
Oh,
outlet
good break.
Pass to Desiree. Desiree stops, plants off the glass, and it puts in for two.
And she ties the game.
And that ties the game up. We're tied at 34 all, 1:17 left to go in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Here come new stew Eagles. Risa has the ball. She feeds it down to Kara, who's down in the paint. Puts it back out, up off the glass. Doesn't get it. Desiree's there, has the ball.
Oh.
But Kara reaches over the top and smacks that ball away and controls it. Feeds it back down to herself. She's going to take a look at her long three. She puts it up off the rim. Chloe Gardner has the ball. She's got those long elbows. She puts it out of the way. Here comes Justina. We're down to 54 seconds. Justina's got the ball. She works up the center. Feeds it back to Chloe on the left elbow. Chloe backs up. She's looking for some help. She feeds it back down to Justina.
Wide open,
another
Justina.
Three. Putting up for another one. Off the iron. Picked up by Desiree. Puts up for another one, but she's going to get fouled by Kara. Little touch on the wrist there.
Yep. Contact
nice.
Foul.
Contact foul, I think our good friend Edmund would say.
Yep, and man, what a great game. This is 34-34 with 42 seconds to go in the third quarter as Desiree's going to go to the line.
That's right. Nice shout
shots.
Out to Billy and Ingrid if they're in Anchorage listening to the game. Edmund's doing a nice job here keeping the booth alive up there. Desiree puts the ball up, goes off the iron, clanks out to the side. She's going to have another opportunity there in 42.9 seconds, and looks like we're going to get a wholesale line change here. This is starting to look more like Anchorage hockey in here. We got five players coming in.
Yeah, good way to run it, though. Keeps them fresh.
Hey, nice put up. Desiree misses it. Chloe almost gets the rebound, but it's controlled by number 15. Roberta's got the ball. She's bringing it up. She's got the point. They're down to 35 seconds left. She's not slowing down, but she's waiting for her team to get set up. The Sandpoint Eagles have that 4-1 box going, and it's hard to get through them. It's almost always two people collapsing where the ball is. Risa has the ball on the left. She pitches out to the right top of the post. Out down to Kara, who is left untended, but we're going to have a foul. I believe that's going to go on Desiree, who reached in and got a little too much contact.
And good job by Kara moving in there to the paint. She got the good bounce pass and was going up for the shot. Gets fouled by, here's that line change coming in.
That's right. We have Madison, Mariana, Johnny, Bree, and Alyssa Ludvig on the floor for the Sandpoint Eagles.
It'll be a throw-in for New Stew underneath their own basket. There's a pass in wide open. Risa Gus puts up a shot. Long two. Doesn't go in. There's Bree with a great takedown. Fights for the board. Gets it to Alyssa Ludvig. She's got 10 seconds to go. She's got to move really quick. Up time for one last shot. Passes over to Bree. Down to Marion. Back to Bree. There's a shot. It's up. Oh, and she gets fouled with 2.8 seconds left. The shot didn't go in, but she'll have a chance to make them up from the line.
That's right. I think that foul would be on number 15, Roberta, if I wasn't mistaken, but this is a great big 14-inch post in my eyeball.
That's not an excuse.
Well, that's right out of the scripture. You know, take that
plank out of your eye.
Yeah, that's it. So Brianna has the ball. She bounces. She sets. Deep knee bend. Nice spin, but doesn't go in. She misses the rim on that one. But she's going, well, too much energy wasted over here. Let me get that ball. Let me try that one more time. I think I can sink this one in and take
and
a one-point lead
she's feeling
here.
The pressure right now. You know, and you've got to be able to settle down and take those shots. She puts it up, and that's the right distance. It goes off the rim. Rebound goes to Kara Andrews. She's only got 1 second. There's a buzzer. Can't get it off in time. So we go into the fourth and final quarter of this game, tied at 34 apiece.
And not only is the score tied, but fouls are tied at 3 apiece. So
I knew it would be a good game.
It's going to be a great game here, and it's just been fun watching these ladies come out. And we've got another boys' game right after this. So
the final game of the evening. We made it. The marathon's almost over. Sandpoint versus New Stew Hawk, and that will be another equally tight game. The second game that New Stew has played this season, the fifth game that Sandpoint's played so far, so there's definitely a bit of a difference there in just court time.
Yes, and I think it's the second game that the New Stew boys have played today.
Possibly. I'm not sure about that one, but I think you might be right. I know Port Aldsworth had played twice today. Neustadt might be playing twice tomorrow. But quickly, got to say thank you to our sponsors, Copper Whale Inn, Shumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Tel Alaska, Wattec Electronics, Peninsula Airways, and Great Aviation, and that fun-loving guy on the FV Red Hunter.
That's right. We certainly appreciate all the sponsorships out there. We like it that there are others considering and thinking. And real thanks to Trident Seafoods for the Trident Tip-Off Tournament here and their help and support with that. So really appreciate them. They're not an official sponsor of KSCP, but they certainly have done a great job with the whole basketball tourney here and getting teams to play. And as one pilot said, what a great place to come down and have a tournament, and I couldn't agree more. Great effort there, but Roberta there was just on the edge and tried to do her back trap, but had her toes
good
on
effort.
The line and couldn't get the feet to slide backwards. So a quick turnover. We're still tied at 34-all. 7:40 left to go here in the fourth period. Alyssa Ludwig has the top. She finds Brianna. Brianna feeds down to Mariana. Mariana feeds back to Alyssa. That's being contested there.
Shot by Johnny Pilcher goes up. She's right at the free throw line. Good for
She's
two.
She's right at that outside upper post there, and it's a two-point lead. But here comes news, too. We've got Risa bringing the ball down quickly, but quickly the girls from Sandpoint go to the 4-1 box again. Here comes
good
Roberta.
Good defense there. Roberta trying to get in, but she passes out to the perimeter. They're keeping on the outside. Cross-court pass to number 15. That is Christopher. Roberta Christopher. Oh, Risa Gus drives the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't go in, and Madison Thompson gets herself a rebound. Goes to Giant Pilcher, and Alyssa Ludwig will slow the ball down just a little bit. 36-34, Sandpoint is
great
in the lead.
Great position by Mariana to keep the new Sioux girls from getting down around the four posts. They just had that baseline expertly blocked off, and they couldn't dribble right on by. But we're going to have a traveling call there on Johnny Pilcher. She was working down in the right corner, and so we have another quick turnover. It's still just a two-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles with 6:43 to go in the quarter.
And, you know, I'm seeing right now, I see the new Sioux Hawk boys over there in the entranceway all dressed up in their jerseys, looking like they're getting pumped up and ready to play. Here comes new Sioux girls, though. They get 24, gets trapped over in the corner. Daria Gus, she loses the ball into the hands of Alyssa Ludwig. Ludwig takes it up past the half-court line, moving quickly, dishes over to Johnny Pilcher. Pilcher with the ball, bounces down further towards the baseline. Ludwig has it. She takes it now and going to get fouled. I think we got a little bit of a reach in there on number two, Risa Gus. Yep,
little.
So that'll make it four fouls for the new Sioux Hawk Eagles. And
here comes our line change.
Yep, change it up here.
So we've got Chloe, Justina, Desiree, Nicole, and Peyton Stroud coming to the floor.
Yep, and they're both playing. They're all playing good, these teams. Here's a throw in for Sandpoint. Gets tipped off by Kara Andrews. And we're going to have a foul there, I believe, on Peyton Stroud. She was trying to get the ball back from Kara.
Yep, she was really hustling to knock that ball back away, and it's a good time to do. You're in the fourth quarter. You got to keep pushing the buttons hard.
All right, throw-in goes to Risa Gus. And Risa,
we've got a referee time there, making sure the clock was set. We had some people running up and down the court here trying to get seated, so he has stopped the play, and here we go. Here comes Risa. She's bringing it down. She's working hard. She gets it all the way down to 23. April has a nice spin to post. Can't quite get it in to go sink. Comes out to Roberta. Back to Kara. Kara puts it up off the iron. Tipped out but controlled by Risa. Risa feeds it down. Roberta is all by herself underneath. That's Daria is all by herself, number 24.
What great position.
Great position to be there. And
she had defenders on both sides of her, but the pass was just perfect because she had enough distance between the defenders to be wide open.
That's it, so.
She'll go to the line, count the basket, and she has a chance to take the lead here for New Studio Hawk, 36-36 with 6 minutes to go in the game. Dara takes her shot. It's up, doesn't go down, it's back iron, but man, Kara's going to hustle up for that board. She gets the rebound and quickly gets it back over to Daria. Daria with the ball now, going to be guarded by Justina Parami. Daria drives in the lane, and we're going to have...
There's no foul.
A little too much contact by Justina, they're saying, as she was driving into Risa was driving into the lane, so that'll be a throw in underneath their basket, but we're getting pretty close to the 1-1 chance.
They are. It was a little foul on Justina, but just not a shooting foul. So here comes the ball, almost lost, but controlled there by number 23, April. Feeds it back over to Risa. Risa drives around. Chloe puts it up and drops it in. Boy, when she gets that running start, she's got the long, lanky limbs that she can just power it up, and it's a two-point lead for New Sioux Eagles. Peyton Stroud gets it over in the left elbow if he gets down to Desiree.
And she gets fouled. I believe it's going to be a shooting foul.
Yep, that was April Andrews going to get called for that reach-in foul. And I believe...
Nope, they're going to call that a throw-in from the baseline. And, man, what a powerful pass that Peyton had down to Desiree
really
on the bottom post.
Peyton had a great pass in there. And here comes Brianna. She finds Nicole. Nicole gets the ball, puts it up.
Gets fouled by number 15, Roberta Christopher.
Yep, and it's a shooting foul. And let's see. Nicole's going to get a chance to go to the line and put two up.
Yep, so here comes Nicole Gunderson. 5:36 on the clock. 38 for New Sioux, 36 for Sandpoint. That first one, just off the back iron. Bounces high, almost made it in, but did not go down.
Yep, Nicole's... anxious, getting out there, but nice to see her getting some playing time here. She gets a feel for the ball. She has great form, puts it up off the iron, doesn't quite get it. Tried to be controlled, but it's going to be a last tip by Cara Andrew, and she was over the line, and it's a turnover, and quickly back to the Eagles, throw in underneath her own basket by Brianna. She's looking for some help. She finds Desiree way in the back of the court. She puts it up, can't quite get it. It's going to tip almost out of bounds, off balance. Risa grabs the rebound. Risa's driving right down by Johnny Pilcher. We're going to have a little too much elbow by Johnny running by. You can't guard him like that. You can't put up that invisible guardrail and keep you from running in.
Now, you used to, but this year they're kind of changing up where you can't have that much contact. Throw in underneath the basket for New Seahawk. Looks good over 24. She gets Risa, but that's a bit of a slow pass and stolen by Chloe. They're on the ground, but Risa is able to maintain control somehow. It's loose again, though, and there goes Johnny Pilcher. She's going to get the jump ball. Man, she just dives down there. Number 15, Roberta Christopher right there, too, and, man, she just rips it out, but they call the jump ball in time. Possession for Sandpoint.
Yep, Johnny's going, I want a chance at that ball. She catches the inbound pass, feeds it on to Chloe. Chloe barks out an order, tells them keep moving around. They didn't move around quite a... Johnny comes all the way around, picks it up at the left corner, feeds it down to Brianna. Brianna has two guards on her, feeds it back to Nicole. Off her hands, student.
Johnny Pilcher. Pilcher has it now for Sandpoint. And Desiree puts up a shot for two. Oh, off the glass, doesn't go in. Rebound by 15, Roberta Christopher. Christopher gets it for New Seahawk and quickly finds 24. Daria being passed around the horn, ends up in April Andrews' hands. Andrews with the ball. She passes it now. Roberta has it. Still being passed around, taking their time. 4:38 to go in the game. They've got the two-point lead. And there's a wide-open shot by Risa for three. Doesn't go in, but, man, no one boxing out Cara.
No one boxing out Cara. She gets the rebound and
easy
puts it up
back
for a second. Four-point lead now for New Sioux Eagles. 40-36. 4:24 left to go in the fourth.
There's a good pass out to the perimeter for Breanne. Chloe now wide open at the three-point line. She pulls the ball back. Johnny Pilcher, good rotation. Love this play that the Sandpoint Eagles run.
Oh, we're going to have
a foul on her way to the basket, which will bring a one-on-one opportunity for, a foul against Roberta Christopher. And that sends Desiree to the line for one-on-one.
Yep, we now have eight fouls for New Sioux and six fouls for the Sandpoint Eagles. We have Nicole sitting down and Madison coming in. A little more experience on that rebound line here.
Three fouls for Roberta. Desiree has one-on-one opportunity. It goes up. And
it drops in, so she's going to get another chance. That gives us
No New Sioux players around. Oh, no, okay, two come down to try to go for the rebound. So that's a bit surprising. Here comes Desiree with her second chance. It's up and good.
Oh, it's up and nothing but net. That brings it to 38-40, so it draws it within the two-point lead.
4 minutes
here
to go
comes
here.
Risa driving up the lane. She's at the top. She's met by Johnny. She kicks off to the right. Finds the elbow. Deep down pass. Up and over. Can't quite win it. What a great effort by Daria. Madison has the ball,
but she can't quite
get it. But right there is Cara. We're going to have a foul against
Madison Thompson.
Madison Thompson for standing in there, raising her hands, and she's
going to send Cara to the line. We haven't really seen her take free throw chances, so it's going to be interesting to see how she does from the line today.
Yeah, haven't been a lot of shooting fouls.
No.
But that one definitely was, and that takes the of course, that puts everybody now into violation. That was the seventh team foul. Cara puts it up and rattles it home. Nice quick release there.
Here we go with 3:55 to go. The score is 41-38 with New Sioux in the lead. Cara puts her second shot up, and it's good. Madison Thompson will throw in for the Sandpoint Eagles. She finds Johnny Pilcher, who quickly moves the ball up. Desiree, now Alyssa, looks at the three-point, doesn't take it, pulls back. Now she takes a long three. Oh,
and
drains
she
it.
She drains that one. She just needed to get cocked and reset, so it's now a one-point lead, but news to 41-42.
Good transition by Sandpoint, getting back on defense fast. Energy in the Oh, and a full timeout being called by New Seahawk. With 1 point separating between these two teams, the energy level is definitely getting higher.
That's
Coach
right.
Amel clapping as he brings his girls back to the bench, saying, good job, guys. You're staying in there. Keep it up. And Lisa Andrew doing a great job coaching her girls as well. They have maintained the lead for the vast majority of this game. But, man, it is neck and neck right now. And
yeah,
you know,
it's never been a substantial lead.
No.
I think 6 points has been about the greatest that they've been able to pull away from one side to the other, and the Sandpoint Eagles keep right into it. So we're coming down to the game, as they say. We're the last 3 minutes and 53 seconds of the final period here, and both teams are in bonus trouble here. So it's going to be fun to watch the end of this. And, yeah, I must say that Lisa out there, Coach Lisa, she's been doing a fine job, and the girls are still playing nice and relaxed. This is their second game today, and they're moving on also. So lots of great hustle on the floor out there.
And here comes Sandpoint shouting out hustle as they break away from the sideline, and they've definitely been doing that this evening. The possession will be in with New Seahawk with just under 4 minutes to go here in the game. Throw-in goes to Risa Gust. Reese is just going to walk it up, trying to burn down a little bit of clock time. She gets the pass over to Kara. Kara at the top of the perimeter. She's dribbling, being tightly guarded by Alyssa. Breaks to the left, drives into the lane, loses the ball, but gets it over to 24, Daria. Daria with the ball. She takes it over, runs into a bunch of defense. This box zone is working out really well. Passing all the way around the perimeter. Wide open shot by Risa. Puts it up, doesn't go down. Rebound, Kara. Her pass is bad. It gets intercepted by Johnny Pilcher. She gets around her defender. Good fast break. She's got Chloe right underneath the basket. Puts it up off the glass. Good for two.
Oh, nice job for Chloe to wait patiently underneath the post there. And they have a one-point lead off in News 2. Great presence of mind of Johnny to spy that white jersey across the floor and
pitch
it right between her. It was a great pass. But here comes News 2 working right back. 3 minutes to go in this game. Risa Koza, a long pass all the way down to 23 in the far corner. April back to Risa, can't quite get it, but Alyssa's there, rips down to rebound. She's guarded by two. She's trying to work up the line. She can't find help.
She needs
she's
help
stopped.
Bad.
She's
call
got to
a timeout.
Help.
Call a timeout.
We have a not a timeout called.
Nope, that is going to be a violation.
Yep, because he didn't get over the line in the seconds.
Yep, so there we go. It's going to be a throw-in turnover in favor of New Seahawk. Kara Andrews has it. She passed it over to the baseline. They're just passing around the horn. It's double dribble. Yep, good defense by Johnny Pilcher, forcing a double dribble and a turnover for Sandpoint.
That's right. Boy, you got to hand it to New Sue. They came down and doubled up on Alyssa Ludwig, and she just stopped and didn't have anybody run back to help her out getting the ball. And I think they were worried about over and back, but she hadn't gotten over. So here they come. Chloe. Johnny to Desiree. Desiree pops it up and puts it in off the post. It's 45. It's a three-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles. It's 2:29 left to go. The girls are getting excited. They're starting to feel a win here. We got a 30-second timeout called by Coach Lisa from News 2. The Sandpoint Eagles are trying to sense that win coming in here.
And, man, what a great game. This has been neck and neck the whole way, and now Sandpoint takes the lead with just 2:30 to go in this game. We'll see if they can hold on and maintain this. I've got a good feeling that they can, but I've always talked about this, that winning a game is a skill in itself.
Winning is tenacity to the end and just finding a way to get it done. And, you know, News 2 is no
stranger to winning.
We watched them take the regional championship here last spring against the King Cove rookies. So we know that they've got winning members on their team. They don't have a real deep bench, so those girls are going the whole distance. So they just get it one or two.
Chance for Sandpoint to prove themselves here.
Yep. Here comes Risa. She's got the inbound pass. We're at 2:21 left to go. She drives the paint. She's got an opportunity. She puts up. Can't get there. Risa's gone to the floor. No foul. Johnny Pilcher has the ball. She can't get through the defenders. She traveled coming through there because the ball hit one of the defenders' hands, and she didn't stop and pass. She kept running with the ball. Oh, it's a tough break there for Johnny Pilcher, but here comes at the half-court line. Here comes number 15. Roberta's got the ball. She's finding Daria way down in the corner, but she can't get it. Kicks it back to Kara. Daria's got the ball up and over. She tries. Can't quite get it.
Oh.
Desiree kicks it out, but 23 is right there. April, she picks up the loose hand. Reese has got the ball. She drives down,
blocking.
And we're going to have a blocking
yep.
on Desiree.
Yep, Desiree was right there. She moved in position trying to plant her feet, but she was still moving. So with under 2 minutes to go here, still 3 points separating these two teams, but here we go.
We've got two coming in. We've got Dantezza and Justina coming in, and we've got Johnny and Alyssa Ludwig sitting down for just a moment. A minute 55 to go, a three-point lead by the Sandpoint Eagles. We got a little foul trouble on Dantezza, but we definitely got some quick feet and quick hands coming out. Abel's trying to get some defense. Here goes. First opportunity, rims, rattles, rounds around, and down finally comes. So Risa got another point. It's down to a two-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles.
And, man, let's see what she does here from this basket. She's feeling the pressure, but she's one of their star scorers. I know that she can handle it. Here she goes with the ball. She takes the dribbles, puts it up. Oh, it's off the back
of the iron. Can't get it. Desiree's there. She's doubled up by two. She finds an outlet to Madison, but we're going to have
foul on April Andrews as she was trying to pass it out there. April just puts too much pressure in front of her, and that's going to send Desiree to line for a 1-1 opportunity. Almost
yep.
at 2-0 here.
Yep.
Almost at two-chance opportunity with 10 fouls on Noosu, but they're only at 9 right now. So
we've got a hand raised here by the ref, by the table. Table just making sure that they know what's going on. The table waves it off. They're just trying to get the...
It's only four fouls for April Andrews. They thought at first that was going to be her fifth foul, but it's only four fouls. April's continuing to play in this game, and, man, what a deep bench that new Sue has. Every player contributes on their team.
That's it. Desiree has the ball. She's set. She's put up the first one. Drops it in. Nothing but net. That takes it up to a three-point lead. One more shot. New Sue wanted to get going here and start running the ball quickly, but Daria was denied because the ref said one more turn.
They can link
Desiree has the ball. She takes a little dribble. She's set. She has that arm cocked. She puts it about. Nice up. Up off the back iron. Doesn't go. Madison controls the rebound.
And gets fouled.
She's going to get fouled by Kara. Kara had her hand on the ball. Kara fouls it. It's a three-point lead.
And there's a chance to make it a two-possession game, which would be huge. If it can lengthen this to four or five, that would be a monster opportunity for Sandpoint to really make it a hard effort for New Stew to take the lead again. Madison puts her first shot up. Rattles around, doesn't quite go down.
Pops out.
But good job. The girls going up there saying, keep it cool. That was a great shot. You almost got it. 1:50 to go here, 46-43. Sandpoint is in the lead. Here's the second shot. It goes up and sinks it.
Took a little bit of her exercise off of there, and it went in. What do we have here?
A whistle being blown. Joe goes up to the bench to talk to the table.
He's trying to get the clock squared away. The score squared away. The bonus points squared away. The foul squared away. They're getting it all squared away because it's a four-point lead for Sandpoint, 47-43. Here comes a loose ball. I'm surprised the Sandpoint didn't run up and get that ball. Kara for three. Can't quite get it. Into the hand. Rebound, Madison. Finds.
Oh, no. Throwaways. That was intended to sink. It's picked up by April Andrew. Here's Reese with the ball. She finds Daria. Daria puts up a shot for three. It's good.
Oh.
1 point game now with 90 seconds to go. 47-46, and Sandpoint's got the ball. Throwing Justina. She keeps holding.
They got to stay sharp on there. Stay focused, girls.
Yep.
Justina's got the ball. She runs down. She stops. She's looking for some help. She gets it into Desiree. Desiree puts up. Can't quite get it. It goes out. Carr did a nice job of blocking anybody from trying to retrieve that ball.
But you know what? That was out of bounds, but tipped off by New Sue, I believe. That's why it was so short.
Possibly, but they were watching the other end. But I can't believe they let this ball roll into the front court. Nobody's there. They've had some really sloppy plays, unless that's a design play. Here we go. Way down the corner.
Oh, stolen
by Chloe. Chloe's working up the side. She's got the ball. She's going to stop. She's going to find Justina. Justina drives back out. She's looking for some help.
Oh.
The girls are playing sloppy. Desiree's got the ball. She drops back in. She kicks back to Justina. Rolls up for a three. Doesn't make it. It's a net ball. Dantezza sacrifices herself but can't quite get it to go back in. Kara was letting that ball go out. It's down to 53 seconds. It's still a one-point lead, 47-46. What a burner.
And they're going to let it roll in again because you don't start the clock until they touch it. So that's why it rolls. They'll just let it roll in and let it follow in because when they finally touch it, that's when the clock starts and it gives Noosu more time to play.
Yep. But that's where they got to get somebody back there and force them to pick up that ball.
Yeah.
You got a one-point lead, you better get somebody up there running defense.
But, you know, the speed that New City Hawk brings to the game, the full-court pressure, they could get burned. It's a hard call. But, man, this has been such great. You hear that pulsing right now from the fans. This is a one-point game. Sandpoint's in the lead. 53 seconds to go here in the game. Let's see if the Lady Eagles from Sandpoint can hold on. The crowd is shouting. It's a full house here in Sandpoint.
Can you tell me with all this excitement that your boat doesn't want to help sponsor basketball in Sandpoint and KDSP?
Make these broadcasts happen. We love your sponsorship. It helps make Sandpoint basketball possible.
Well, the Sandpoint Eagles are putting on a full court press on the pass.
Here it is.
They're way up in the forecourt. The ball comes in. Here comes the New Stew Eagles. Oh, there goes Desiree.
Oh,
Desiree's going to pick up the foul.
She was trying to get in front of her, and that's going to be, yeah, a foul against Desiree.
She's going to get a blocking foul on Desiree, but we're down to 49.
A chance for them to take the lead. This is not what you want to do.
Especially not with Risa, who's a great shooter at any position.
Yeah, Risa, definitely a great shot. I think she sunk her last two opportunities. Three fouls for Desiree. Here she goes to the line. Puts up her first.
Rolls in, nothing there.
Tied game, 47. Here's a chance for Risa to take the lead with 49 seconds to go in the game.
She looks quite cool and comfortable out there. She doesn't seem to be hammered by the noise. She puts
and
it up and grabs it again. Madison has it. She's trying to throw in. Justina has the ball. She's going to be guarded by Risa.
Over now to Dantesa.
Desiree driving in. She stops, pops it back. Finds Madison off balance. Madison drives in, puts it up, can't quite get enough height. Kara is doing a nice job of blocking out that lane. And
41.
No foul, but a turnover there. So here comes. They're not going to get a chance to roll in the ball.
Full court pressure.
That's down. Nice pressure, but it goes out of bounds.
Off the back of Roberta Christopher. That's going to be Sandpoint possession. 36 seconds to go here. 1 point lead for New City Hawks. Let's see what the Lady Eagles can do here.
That's right.
Dantesa throws it in. She finds Justina.
We're down to 35 seconds to go. Chloe bounces into Madison. Madison takes a look. She puts it back to
Justina's
Chloe.
Justina's open for
Kicks
three.
Back. Justina puts it up for three.
Oh,
can't
just
quite
over.
Get it. But right there is number 24. Daria has the ball. They're getting all boxed up.
They've got to put pressure on her.
They're putting the pressure on.
Kara with the
Kara
ball.
Kara has the ball, but the Eagles have really
seconds.
Stepped up. The
They've
got
to get possession. They're going to foul her. Full timeout called by New City Hawk. And, you know, when you're in a situation like this, you have got to get the ball back, and it doesn't matter if you have to foul them to do it, you know, because they can.
Boy, they were down to 13 seconds, and they have a one-point lead, and you need to foul somebody. You're in bonus points. You know, they're going to go for at 9 fouls on Sandpoint and 10 on News 2, so it's like foul them, get a chance so we can come down and make a play. But they need to be shooting that basket in tight, get the foul on the shot, and am I gone away here? Have I done something?
There they go.
Big wave, are you there?
I'm there. You blocked out for a minute.
Oh yeah. Well, we were on our
battery.
Ampicillin battery backup.
All right.
And here we go. We're down to 10
seconds.
Oh,
Madison knocks it away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. 8 seconds on the clock.
And the New Stew Eagles have a one-point lead. It's 48-47 with 8.2 seconds to go. Throw in at half court.
Good tight defense pressure. Kara's got the ball.
She stops. They throw it over. Reese's got the ball. She's driving down. All they have to do is hold it. All they got to do is keep it. They got to foul and get that ball moving.
And
that's the ball game. What a great hustle by the New Stew Eagles. What a heartbreaking disappointment. Coach Amel is so happy that his girls played so hard. Those girls are just in, not shattered, but they are just really disappointed because they had such an opportunity to get there. What a heartbreaking loss for the Sandpoint Eagles. 47-48 at the end of that game.